Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that you can build numbers with carnality, but you cannot build souls with carnality. Let's pick up at that thought today. I see this chapter building up, and so she's talked about this about sin. Let me just share some more here with you. Many of us have heard the name Lester Roloff, who's with the Lord now. We have him on our radio station here a couple of times a day, and oh man, what a great to hear that man preach back in the 70s, and it sounds like he's looking at today's newspaper and letting us have. But he was one man who was arrested for the faith in Texas back in the late 1970s. The state did not like the way he ran his home for children, wayward children. Although their rate of straightening out juveniles to make them fit for society was far better, far exceeded the state felt they knew what was best. So he's taken to trial, and he used the trial and every avenue of offense that the enemy threw at him. He used that time in the trial with all the enemy firing all guns at him to witness the gospel. And in the process, by the way, he left that courtroom a free man. But I think it's interesting because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The devil's the accuser, so they're using the devil's weaponry. This man is using the truth, and the victory is won. But Roloff went on to tell how he was approached by two businessmen who told him they loved his work and wanted to give him $500,000 each for the ministry in Corpus Christi. Boy, was he excited. He could envision that God would do great things with that money. He told his preacher friends around the nation. But in a couple months, the deal fell through. You see, those two men came back to him and told him he would only have to relax his standard in a couple of areas. And I love his four-word answer to those men that he gave those men before sending them on their way with their money. He simply said, "I'm not for sale." Oh, I love that. And here's a man that the things of God and his holiness and his purity, his righteousness were more important than even $1 million. Choose not the carnal in order to do what you have to do to win them. The Holy Spirit of God is still more powerful than all the carnal powers of the world. You can build numbers with carnality, but you cannot build soul with carnality. Now, let's look at the message here in verse 11. He says, "For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Now, we're talking about walking in the new nature. If you walk in the new nature, then there will be a habitual love for one another. Well, that puts a perspective on it, does it not? From the beginning occurs 9 times in the first 3 chapters of this little epistle of 1 John. And it's referring back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And so here, the context of use in verse 12 is seen. He says, "Not as Cain, who is of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. There's a contrast between him and Abel, therefore there's a war. Now, this message is from headquarters, not Rome, okay? It's not from Nashville. Rather, this message is from not the Jerusalem on earth, but from the Jerusalem above, you might say. This message has the will and intention of our Father in heaven from the very beginning. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, we read this. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. By the way, creation is true. God created man in his own spirit, his own image, we're told here. Well, God is a spirit. That's why we say that you're a spirit and a soul with a body, not a body with a spirit and soul. Okay. You are a spirit. Your body doesn't look like God. It's your spirit that was made in his image. God also wanted his creation to have fellowship with him and to love one another. That was his message from the beginning. And that's what our texts mean. But we must also understand that this love is in the context of God's love, which is absolutely holy. Now never forget Psalms 145 and verse 17 in this context. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his work. His love will never, never, never have a mixture of carnality or toleration of sin, because that's not love. And we see that this is the message. Now, message comes from the Greek word angelia. That Greek word is related in Greek to the Greek word angelos, which is transliterated in the Bible usually as angel. And the word angel means messenger. The Greek word is close and means messenger here, that still the idea is there, as does the word for angel. The only time in the Greek New Testament that the word is used is here, of angelia. And my friend, this is a message. The messenger has brought it from God. But the emphasis then is on the message, not the deliverer of the message, whether it's an angel or whether it's the Apostle John writing it. So therefore, it's in the form of a standing, ongoing command from God. And I hope that you get the real emphasis and that God is making in that. That's very important. So it simply means that it is an ongoing thing for all mankind toward God and his brethren, in every generation, for every belief. This fellowship is only according to light. Do you get that? It's only according to light. Now, if you go back and you read 1 John chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, we read this. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because we have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Okay. Love for one another in God also is love that's overcoming any and all forms of sin. In really, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that little Greek in that one verse there is just saying was God, was already in existence, existed always when he created the heaven and the earth. He says, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him, that is, without the Word, was not anything made that was made. And the Word, verse 14, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But then back in verse 4, he said that in him was life, and that life is the light of men. So if you're walking in Jesus, you're going to walk in holiness and in light of his Word. Now, I found it interesting that Greek scholars call verse 11 a present subjunctive act. You say, preacher, what are you doing there? You're losing me now. I just say that to say that it means do this continually and be very active in doing it. God expects first-person action from us on this. So look at verse 11 again with that idea. For this is the message we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Continually, first person action. Wow. And again, this is coming from God in confirmation of the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ before he was crucified in John 13, 34, and 35, right after the Last Supper. A new commandment I give unto you, ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, no way is this expected to be in contradiction to the person or the character of Jesus Christ. To be a love that compromises any part of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's not a true love. We don't sacrifice it for the carnal.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my